Well, in conclusion to our course on spiritual formation, I just want to say a few words that are said in the spirit of blessing. Spiritual formation, as we said in the very beginning, is an intentional path of development of the heart, of the interior life, so that our interior life leads our exterior life of activity. We talked about ways we could be rooted and established in love, that we could remember thankfulness through the practice of the daily examine, that we could live in a state of rest through silence and stillness and solitude and Sabbath rest, that we could learn to savor and enjoy life because our life is headed the place we believe that God designed it to by creating a way of life or a rule of life. We looked at ways we could begin to read the scripture that would help us to lead and live from a full heart through Lectio Divina. We looked at different ways that we could integrate practical physical habits that would change and transform in partnership with the Holy Spirit our life, our attitudes, and even our emotions over time. I'm a firm believer in the ideas that neuroscience brings to us of neuroplasticity, that we can work with the Spirit to literally change our minds, to become a more rested, paced human being, to become someone who finds God in all things, to become someone whose intimacy with Christ, like that small, dense planet, has tremendous gravitational pull rather than just being big, colorful planets that are full of gas because the exterior activity is full and open and out there for everyone, but our internal life of intimacy is failing and becoming void. We want to live and thrive, and I want you to live and thrive in full-hearted faith and joy in living over a lifetime. I deeply believe that these spiritual formation practices can help. Think of those tectonic plates moving beneath the surface, shaping the outer landscape of your life. Let's make those tectonic plates the plates of intimacy, the place of friendship with God, the place of awareness of our own emotions, awareness of our bodies, awareness of our health, awareness of our community and our relationships, living in some cases in full-hearted delight and joy, fully alive before God, and in others in clear resistance to the spirit of the age that wants us to rush, to make a god out of work, to be slaves to money, to be slaves to calendars and time and appointments. We want to live in such a way that the Spirit can help us to thrive. We want to not get in the way of God. We want to ride on the river, on the flow of God. We want to live, as someone has said, at God's speed rather than our speed. So I encourage you, take these practices, begin to apply them, and I'd like to pray something for you as you do and as we conclude. Let's pray together. Holy Spirit, I thank you for the way that you are already at work in my life, in my friend's life, and in the lives of those we care about. We thank you that your Spirit is moving history toward your great new creation, and at the same time, your Spirit is moving us toward your new creation as well. Holy Spirit, would you give us the ability to perceive what you're doing at this time in our lives and to partner with you in the details, in the ways we choose to pray, in the ways we develop our values and our patterns that reinforce those in your presence. Lord, that we might not only thrive in joy and in hope and courage through the challenges of life, but that like Jesus, as he came out of the baptismal waters, we would be rooted and established in love. Lord, I pray that for my friend now. I pray that for me and for us in community with all your people, that we would thrive as your people in our time and in our generation. And most of all, Lord Jesus, that we would become like you, that our patterns and our habits would renew us to where we're thinking like you, feeling like you, living as you would live through us in the world. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for your presence now that will bring all these things to fruition. We ask for the grace that we need to be spiritually formed by your presence in the ways you have designed. In this short life you've given us, we say thank you for all the delights it holds. And we take a hold of the hem of your garment today and we say, Lord, bless us. Bless us with more of you and help us to implement the things that you know will bring us life. We come in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Well, thank you so much for joining in this course. I'm so glad you could be a part of it, and I pray you've been encouraged and renewed as you've participated. Blessings.